Okay, this is the Ontolog conference call for August 28th, 2008. Basically, a planning session. Thanks to the guys who have come in that weren't here last week. I think what I'd like to do is start actually not pick up all of what we covered last week, but pick up a little bit of it, specifically under the roll call item 3. Let's go back and get introductions from the folks that are new this week. And I'm seeing Harold. I don't believe you were here last week.
Nope, I wasn't.
So could you give us a short introduction, please, and describe kind of what you're hoping to accomplish?
Okay, well, my name's Harold Solbrig. I work with the Mayo Clinic, and I've been doing many years of work on both the LexGrid model and more recently on using the Somatic Media Wiki for...
Harold, forgive me for interrupting you. Is anybody else having trouble hearing Harold?
I'm having trouble hearing you, Kurt.
Me? Oh, is this
anybody? I'm having trouble hearing everyone.
Who are you?
I'm here. So this is Matthew West. I've just joined.
Hi, Matthew.
Yeah. Is this better?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yes, that's better.
Yeah, I've got a headset and the mic was just a little further away. Okay, I'm Harold Solbrig with the Mayo Clinic. I've spent 15 years working on terminologies, ontologies. Have worked with both the National Center for Biomedical Ontologies and the XMDR community as far as loading and distributing their content. Have been working on a couple of different Somatic Media Wiki implementations, and we're currently toying with the idea of a raw RDF backend for Somatic Media Wiki and other resources.
Next, I believe, is Dwayne.
Dwayne Nichols, Senior Technology Evangelist for Adobe, author of books, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not really sure what to say that's not already public. My TV show, Dwayne's World, is getting good, and I want to interview somebody for Ontolog Forum, but my interest is more than just academic in the subject of ontology and semantics, and I'm working hard on a number of internal projects at Adobe, as well as some big projects for various customers.
Thank you, Dwayne. And Matthew, if we get a short introduction from you, please.
Hello. Yes, this is Matthew West, now retired from Shell after something like 30 years working in data modeling, reference data management, and other things that ontology often gets called.
Thank you. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and move on to item 5 of the agenda, which is pretty much where we left off last week. Let's pick up with the Ontolog Showcase discussion. Peter, you mentioned a little bit on kind of level of participation.
Yes. Based on we solicited, actually, if everyone can also maybe open up another tab or another window to this What's in Store page, that probably would work well. Effectively, we solicited several people. The Umbel people, Mike Bennett's work on the on his EDM Council vocabulary repository. And so far, Mike has come back and said yes. Mike Bennett and Mike Berkman, but we have not got sort of a positive response from the other people, like the Biocaster, Wundt's Ontology, the Marine Metadata Interoperability Project, and I also sort of additionally pinged Suman Dojek and Tim McGraw as to see whether they have some content stuff from the UBL and their new BET initiative, whether they've got something to talk about. But up to now, we don't quite have them coming back yet. Of course, I sort of am passing this the baton to Ken and Mike to sort of start conversing with these people, except that, I mean, there's no conversation to make because nobody has really responded quite yet. So maybe we should spend a little bit of time here to see what we can do. Maybe we could just run one session with both mics, I mean, on Umbel and on Mike Bennett's work, and call it a start and use that to draw attention and to maybe get people who would be interested to come back for later parts of the series. So rather than doing it on a sort of back-to-back week after week thing, maybe we do another one in a month or in a couple of months. Pat Cassidy did come
okay,
back.
Peter,
get back.
Did someone just join us?
Yeah, Frank Holkin.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, I think a couple of people, maybe besides Frank. I mean, if you don't see your name under the attendee list, could you also announce yourself? I thought it was more than Ken, Frank. Is Mike Berkman online or Michelle Raymond? No? Then maybe it's just Frank then. Also, Pat Cassidy did, because we also asked Pat if he wants to talk about Cosmo, because he has done quite a bit of work lately on Cosmo, which essentially is a merge of all the upper ontologic, upper common upper ontologies, and that would be very interesting because, and if we want to be to someone who's doing work at the formal end of the spectrum, his work would be of interest. He said he is interested, but he has a upcoming trip in October that's sort of capturing all his time, and he would rather do it later.
Peter, who were you talking about?
That's Pat Cassidy and his work
Pat
called
Cassidy.
Cosmo.
Okay.
Yeah. Cosmo is essentially sort of what drops out of an earlier effort called ONTAC, the Ontology and Taxonomy Coordinating Working Group.
Okay, and Cosmo is spelled with a K or a C?
It was a C and without an S at the back. C-O-S. M-O,
M-O,
Common Semantic Model, I think.
Okay.
Oh, someone just joined.
Michelle Raymond.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Okay, that's the state of affairs. I would much rather sort of Ken and Mike Bennett jump in here and tell us what they think.
Yeah, Peter, this is Ken. I think the problem is that we tried to do it too much too fast, and that I think people would be willing to speak if they had a little bit more lead time. And there are other people who are just involved in some project and, you know, can't do it right now and so on. So I think if we slow down the pace and have it a little less often than every week, we might be able to sustain this a little better.
So you're thinking every 2 weeks?
Would every 2 weeks be better, or once a month? What do people think?
I don't think it's what we think matters, but rather, I mean, who the potential centers. At least, I mean, we tested the hypothesis of doing them back-to-back all in a row within a few weeks. That doesn't work out. I guess the next best bet probably is to do one and then solicit the next one to see how soon we can get, let's say, another pair of presentations. I mean, if it's 4 weeks, that's fine. If it's 6 weeks, that's also fine. Or if it's 2 weeks, I mean, that's so much the better.
I was actually more interested in in knowing how it fits with everything else that's going on.
The only thing that needs to fit is the schedule.
And,
because if we make this a mini-series, then it can take on a life of its own without sort of coordination, let's say, with OOR or with database and ontology or ontology measurements or ontology summit. I mean, this is quite independent. But, of course, I mean, they all share the limited time we all have. So the only thing that needs to fit is the calendar and nothing else,
And what is the situation right now?
The calendar actually is fairly clear. So this is a great time because if we don't block off time soon enough, as the next 2 or 3 weeks go, then we will have less and less open slots on the calendar.
Okay, so
and that's why we need these two meetings to do some sort of coordination so that no one sort of totally block off the calendar and so that we have very interesting things to put onto the calendar. The fact that it would have worked well if we take up like 4 or 5 weeks in a row for showcases is because we don't have things that could immediately be available. And the showcases presumably are for things that are already released that people just wanted to announce and want people to take a deeper look at.
So I think there are a couple of things to balance here. If we slow it down enough, then we might be able to pick up Pat Cassidy's work, which I think is a very... good component of this whole series if we can fit it in. But didn't somebody also say that at some point in the next couple of months there's some event that everybody's suddenly focusing on that would cause a problem if we try to overlap with it or not?
Overlap in terms of what?
Well, that's what I'm trying to remember. Wasn't there some event coming up?
I mean, there are always events coming up. I mean, you're talking about the end of October and early...
Yes, I believe so.
That's the International Semantic Web Conference going back-to-back, which is followed by formal ontology and for information systems. Those two are probably the biggest events in the community. The first one is the semantic web folks, and the latter one are the formal people, the formal ontologists. So those two are back to back. They are like 30 miles apart, both in Germany this year. And we probably, as ontolog, we probably wouldn't be setting up any events over those 2 weeks or so.
Right, but we can do things before then or after then.
Exactly,
It's not some huge block of calendar, it's just
a couple of weeks. But right. I mean, those 2 weeks will draw the sort of the major attention of anyone who's serious with ontology, I think, one way or the other.
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious. Right now there is one of these sessions scheduled for next week. It's Ontology Work Product Showcase. Is that still in the queue, or do you not have enough participation for it?
If we have a sort of a series, back-to-back series with a few weeks, then it pays to have a sort of independent planning meeting to coordinate all the speakers. If we only have two speakers, then we don't need that meeting at all.
Right.
Unless, I mean, of course, again, this would be Ken and Mike's call. Maybe you still want that so that you can sort of at least bring everyone together, even if they are going to be presenting later. I don't know.
Next week's meeting anyway. This is the one on the Thursday the 4th, yeah?
Yeah. We don't know. I mean, so I will let the two of you make the call, but you probably wouldn't want to make the call until you are until you actually have started a dialogue with all the other people we're soliciting, either when they say, no, we're not interested, or if then they say, we're interested, but we can't do it right now, or something like that.
Yeah, I think what we'll need to do is maybe send more one-on-one emails to these various possible participants.
Yep. That's
maybe
where the champions
talk to each other on ordinary telephones and things until we sort something out.
Yeah, that's where the champions would need to come in, because I mean that segment of the work is quite menial and tedious, but it needs to be done. And when you do that, please keep Leo, Kurt, and myself in the loop. I mean, CC us or blind copiers. I mean, copiers. I mean, so because we are coordinating the overall schedule of everything, and we definitely don't want sort of five different projects to be scheduling the same things on the same day.
Right.
So Leo, Kurt, and you.
Peter.
Right, I got you.
Yeah.
We'll be in the loop. But, yeah, I'll copy you.
Right,
for each letter.
Just for sort of overall coordination purposes.
Right.
But whatever outcome will be published anyway, so I mean, we don't mind sort of the interim conversations hitting my inbox. So.
Okay. So to kind of wrap this topic up, given the discussions that have taken place so far, when's it likely to have the first one of these sessions scheduled?
Actually, the September 25th is already a locked-in date, which Mike Berkman requested. No, Mike Bennett. You requested the 9/25 date, right, Mike?
Not specifically. I can fit round other dates, but there's a couple of weeks when I still think I probably couldn't do.
Right.
Possible events, but I didn't say I had to have any particular event, so I'll fit round whatever works within reason.
Is it practical to target the 25th? Will it be ready by then?
Well, I could. Let me have a look. There's a couple of meetings which I may or may not be going to in September, which is why I was a bit vague about it. Leading the 25th, that's the same week as the OMG meets, and I'm not sure yet whether I'm going to be able to go to the OMG or not. So
what I'm hearing is that while September is a possibility, more likely it would land in October.
Or we could do two. I mean, actually, my apologies. I mean, just now my page didn't open up. Now I have the what's in store page in front of me. Actually, the 9/25 date was locked in by Martin Happ, who had just published the Good Relations Ontology.
Oh.
So essentially, we have three people who had said yes. Good Relations Ontology by Martin Happ, Umbel by Mike Berkman and Frederick Gearson, and EDM Council Semantic Repository by Mike Bennett. So these three people said yes and are ready fairly soon. Cosmo by Pat Cassidy also said yes, but not that soon. He wants to do it maybe in November or something.
Right. Which work out quite nicely if we have a gap where those events are, and then we pick up on Patrick's stuff in November. That could work out pretty nicely.
So what do you think of 9/25 as being the kickoff?
Mm-hmm.
That would be Martin.
Martin and one and possibly Mike. Or Mike Berkman, or Martin and Mike Bennett, and then we can put the other Mike on the next round or something.
Hmm.
If we still want
that's
to do like two,
Peter.
Two, yeah.
Mike, what do you think of 9/25 as one where you present?
I could do it, but I may be there's a meeting of the object management group which I may be invited to and may or may not make it to, which is the same week. But that
so
wouldn't
would
prevent
you,
me
would
doing
you rather
it.
Go? Would you rather go for the second?
It would be easier to go for the second for me, but I can make the 25th if I have to. I just might be dialing in from a laptop in a hotel room somewhere, that's all.
Well, I think the other point worth mentioning is the talk of having two presentations per session was when we thought we were somewhere around 8 to 10. And it sounds like we don't have that many in the queue right now.
Yeah, and having one per session might be better sort of marketing and exposure for that one, because you'd be saying, right, okay, on this day there's a presentation by this person on this subject, and rather than if they want to invite clients or colleagues, they don't want to sit through, or some of them might not want to sit through the other half of the call.
Right, but then it will not, I mean, we've only got like 52 weeks in a year. It will put way too much time on single subjects like this. So we
so Peter, correct me if I'm wrong, we've already confirmed with Martin for the 25th of September, right?
Martin has indicated his preference for 9/25, but did say that he's also available October 9th or October 16th. He would prefer the sooner. I mean, actually, he would have preferred to present it last week, which I turned him down because I said we were just planning to get people on. He barely published, and that's why he wanted to announce it as quickly as he can. I mean, to the community in a setting like Ontolog. I guess it would be nice for each of these people to have a full session, but. Then I have a feeling that that would not be the best use of the Ontolog community sort of presentation slots. So two or even three per slot would probably be more meaningful.
On the other hand, Peter, I'm looking at the schedule, and we're pretty much open through the end of the year.
Yes, but if you remember, we actually meant to do one event every month. I mean, one event every week actually has been very tiresome. I mean, tiresome to me and to the rest of the community. We lose focus. I mean, people start sort of just skipping over our email when there's some activity every week. Given that this is all volunteer work, I mean, we have to be conscious about, I mean, the volunteers.
Are you saying it's easier to do, for example, two in a session every 2 weeks than one in a session every 1 week?
It definitely will. We do two in a session every 2 weeks or every month or every quarter. I mean, depending on how much content is available, rather than
out of the potential speakers, what their perspective on that is, because they might come to it from a very different perspective.
Oh, absolutely! I mean, that's what we need these meetings for.
This might be why we're not hearing from them or something.
Right.
So I'd be inclined to do these one-on-one emails, get their feedback, and then try and fit around that rather than theorizing about what's easiest for the speakers, because I think at the end of the day, speakers are either going to speak or not, and so it's what's easiest for them that's really going to count.
Right. And as a little background on what we have been doing with Ontolog events. Ontolog events are actually, I mean, a lot of people has provided feedback on this, actually a real gem in the community, and people do respect the quality and the caliber of people we are putting on. That's why we have to upkeep that quality and caliber of work as well. We have essentially, I mean, reserved like single presentations to people who are really changing who are making sort of great strides and doing really good work and established work. I mean, of course, I mean, people whom we have brought in for like what we call the invited speaker series include people like Doug Leonard on Psych or the Stanford people on their BioPortal or who else, like Nicola Guarino and so on. I mean, the real heavyweights in the industries. I mean, we try to reserve like single presentations. Otherwise, I mean, we try to put them into panel sessions so that at least these are more like exposure sessions rather than sort of major invited speaker presentations. So that too.
Right. I'm going to have to duck out here, Peter. Unfortunately, I've got a rather busy schedule just at the moment. Sounds like things are going heading in the right direction, though.
Right, but then while you're here, we remember we said, I mean, further down the road, we probably want to pick up the database and ontology series again. Do you?
Sure.
I mean, I can see good work being done since we had sort of closed that series. Do you see reopening that up maybe to some sessions? Or maybe one or two per in the year, or maybe one per quarter type.
I could certainly imagine that as being possible. I think it's unlikely we would have the kind of backlog we had before, but I could see maybe one or two sessions that it might be worth doing if we had some particular speakers that came to our attention.
Yeah, good. You be kind enough to explore that, and maybe if we can continue to discuss this over the email.
That would be fine. Yes, if it sounds as if you have some one or two things in mind, then I'd be very happy to pick those up.
Uh-huh.
Has there been a lot of uptake in your 3D, 4D frameworks?
That'd be pretty faint.
Matt.
Well, yes.
No. Has there been a good take-up of your 3D, 4D ideas in the building information modeling industry so far?
I don't think so, which is a little surprising, because quite a lot of what they do is often linear in nature, not necessarily just in time. But if you think of infrastructure like roads and railways, it's actually very similar that they deal with strips of material in almost the same way as the 4D approach deals with time. It's really been the process industries that has led the way with the 4D approach.
I suspect there's a large educational opportunity.
That's for sure, because there's certainly a lot of people who would benefit from embedding time in what they're doing rather than bolting it on afterwards, which is what usually ends up happening with a 3D approach.
Yeah, I'd like to talk more offline on that subject.
That would be fine. You can find me fairly easily, so drop me an email and we can set something up.
Real good, Matt. Thank you very much.
Oh, Matthew, one thing. One area we totally didn't cover in the last series is some of the more sort of back-end stuff. I mean, I noticed that there's great progress. I mean, in, let's say, the back-end. I mean, triple stores, vertical index and those type of things that we totally did not cover. So
that sounds really, I agree, and I can think of at least one person who's done some work at the implementation end of things that we could probably ask to say something.
I think that's
fine.
Peter?
Yes, Frank.
This is Frank Olkin. Yeah, I think Daniel Abadi has done some work in this area. He got, if I haven't gotten him confused, he got Best Paper Award at VLDB last year for work on using vertically transposed database systems, Vertica-type stuff for supporting triple stores. And the other person who would be good is Bob McGregor has talked about quad stores and why you need quads rather than triples.
Yeah, well, certainly in, yes, 1.5.9.2.6 implementations tend to use quad stores, in fact, yes. So that's...
What are 1.5.9.2.6?
Sorry, ISO 1.5.9.2.6 is the four-dimensional data model that we developed.
1.5.9.2.6.
It's ISO 1.5.9.2.6 Part 2, to be specific, but the whole series of the standards is a combination of data models and reference data which together make an ontology for the process industries, or for that matter, for any asset type stuff.
Okay.
Lombardi, is he from MIT? Said the group.
I don't think so.
I know there's a couple of MIT people. I forgot the name offhand. I mean, that were working in that.
Abadi is now at Yale. He used to be at MIT. Not Lombardi. Abadi.
Abadi. All right. Okay, so there's definitely enough content to explore. So we look forward to maybe having a conversation on the forum, I mean, to flesh these things out. Sounds great.
Sure. Yes. I mean, just drop me an email with any thoughts that you have, and we'll see what we can make happen.
That's fantastic.
It sounds like we're targeting the new year, doesn't it?
Yes. 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 Strange place. It's a strange time
weird.
To start a new year, but we are. Hey,
okay.
Nice talking to you, Matthew.
And you too, Peter. Good to catch up. Speak to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock. Do we have anything more on this showcase topic that we need to do right now?
Can we sort of draw a conclusion? Do we have a 9:25 session? Who is going to be on the 9:25 session? And what's next?
I don't think we did. We conclude if we wanted to get more people other than Martin on it.
I sort of alluded to at least one.
I would favor three, because, I mean, in, you know, the past ones we've done, three is about right. Four is a little bit rushed for time.
You're very faint.
Pardon?
You're very faint.
Oh, sorry. I would say three would be ideal. Having said that, we're going to have to reach out fairly quickly to get people.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think a week's enough time.
No, if Martin, if Mike Bennett is okay with 9:25, then we already have three. We have Martin,
yeah.
Mike Bookman, and Mike Bennett.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can fit that in, because I think if Martin's in a hurry to get some exposure, I think we should make it as soon as it's practical. So
yeah.
If that means if it has to be two or three in the same session, then we'll fit that round the date that suits Martin.
I think 9:25 is good for Mike Bennett too, because you're already getting a sort of dialogue going on the forum.
Mm.
And if we leave this to it 2 months later, it'll cool down. So
So we're gonna have three people on that session rather than two.
So 9:25, three, and then we will let Ken and Mike sort of drive what comes after that. So the other question I have is, do we still want a 9-4 planning slot? If not, then we'll use the slot for something else.
Well, I can't make 9-4 anyway, as I said.
Okay, then let's drop 9-4.
I don't see any reason for it right now. We need to get more, more of these people contacted.
Yeah, and it's email rather than a phone call.
Yeah.
So 9-4 is dropped.
Dropped,
yeah.
That. Okay.
Yep. Good. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay, thank you for cluing me in. I was confused on the calendar. So I think we're wrapped on that. The next topic I'd like us to move to is the implementer panel stuff that Duane and I, and mostly Duane, have done once upon a time. There's been some talk about picking that up and getting it restarted, and Duane is here now. So let's handle that topic when Duane is here. I guess the question I got for you, Duane, have you really been keeping tabs? Do we have anybody as as likely prospects for this series? How hard would it be to pull something together, you know, that type of stuff?
There's definitely some people that I'm working with right now in various customer visits and stuff.
Can you speak up, Dwayne?
Sorry.
Please.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people that I've been working with that are very, very, you know, I think where we were a year ago and where they are now is worthy of exploration. Having said that, I can't name any of them off the top of my head right now, but I am sure that I can find some speakers in various places where I've been working, and we could put together something. Do you have any dates in mind? I kind of viewed almost 925 as one of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sort of determined 925 isn't at the last call, but of course all these things are related, and it's difficult to tell.
Dwayne, just to kind of summarize the conversation from last week, the distinction, as I understand it, is the implementers panel is focusing more on the tools and technology. This showcase concept or product showcase is focusing more on ontology development, independent of supporting tools.
Yeah, sure. No, that makes sense. When would you guys think would be a slot we could do this for? The next one.
Your call. I mean, looking at the calendar, it's wide open. Not for long, but they are now.
Why don't we aim for the middle of November sometime? The week before the 16th to the 19th.
Yeah, for the sake of those who are not familiar with our planning call, those people who are running sessions actually have a sort of are authorized to go into this page called meetings calls page. I don't know if everyone is familiar with that page, which is sort of like the master calendar for Ontolog events. And it says, only authorized people sort of mark up that calendar. And on all the Thursdays, where we don't have anything, we've already put down open, so that we know those Thursdays are open. And the Thursday, like 10:30 to 12 slot, is sort of the normative Ontolog event slot. Various projects from Ontolog try to occupy different slots, like the OR project tries to use a Friday 9 a.m. Pacific time slot, and the BSP project, I believe, uses a Monday 10:30 slot. But then, I mean, people who are running those projects could sort of mark up their standard calendars there. And usually when there are conflict for the use of certain slots, it's mostly a first-come, first-serve basis, but people who are running things should sort of, when they have the first opportunity, lock in the dates. And that is sort of sacrosanct, because once you lock in the date, we hope that you won't sort of change and give up the slot like a few weeks before, so that we lose the sort of very already scarce resource of a Thursday slot. So the first thing for any organizer to do is to identify your event, identify the theme, and then block out a date. And then past that, you build towards that and deliver it. I mean, deliver a quality event. I mean, that's all we ask of almost everyone, I mean, here. Essentially anyone here on this call are the people who are going to be driving some of these events. Any questions? If not, I mean, so Dwayne and Kurt, once you are in a position to lock in a date, yeah, please do so, and we can move on from there.
Dwayne, you want to give me a call sometime when you just kind of hammer this out?
Dwayne? Did we lose Dwayne?
I'm wondering.
Oops, sorry, I was on mute, guys. Yeah, Kurt, I was going to say, what was your gut reaction to the doing it on the around the 15th, no, the 14th, I guess it would be? I'm not sure.
What? Which month?
11, November.
November
13th, you mean?
Yeah, that would be it.
I think that gives us a more than sufficient time to plan, which keeps me comfortable.
Okay.
My reaction to it is that I will, you know, let's shoot for that. That I'm comfortable with that, and I'm going to wrap this topic and shift topics again to try to fill in some calendar slots.
Sounds good. I'll start pouring over some potential speakers, and we'll sync up off list.
Okay. Yeah, and just
what day of the week is the 14th?
It would be.
Oh, this Thursday. Most of the conversation now is talking about Thursdays, a 2 hour, 1.5 to 2.5 hour slot that starts 10:30 Pacific time and 1:30 Eastern time.
Okay.
So that's sort of the regular.
Only a problem if I have 2 day panels.
Right, right. I'll yeah, that's sort of the regular Ontolog slot. I mean, we've debated this, I mean, many times.
Yeah.
And effectively, enough people who are core has already set aside that slot on their calendars. I mean, including some of the NIST guys, and of course myself, and Kurt, and so on, Bob, and so on. So this, we don't want to shift this. I mean, we had tried to shift it before, and it doesn't
work. I'm just trying to avoid scheduling panels on top of these meetings.
Sure.
Oh, fantastic.
Not always possible.
So I'm going to basically call the conversation on the implementation panel closed unless anybody has anything else.
No.
Okay. What I'd like to go to next is our kind of classic invited speaker topic. I'm looking at the calendar here. We've got probably 2-3 weeks open before the session on September 25th. We'll have a few sessions open. Well, nothing right now in October. And there's still lots of slots open in November and December. So
yeah.
I think it'd be good to retain a couple weeks to continue this planning exercise. It's going to take a while. But I think we also could bring in some advised speakers if we've got any in the queue.
Right, we already have like 6 people whom we have sort of invited, semi-invited, no date set. And if you go back to the What's in Store page, that's the first sub-bullet, candidate, speaker, and panelist, semi-invited. That includes Susanna Lewis, banner carrier of the gene ontology, Deborah McGinnis, previously Stanford, now sort of part of the RPI Tetalus World Constellation effort, along with Jim Handler. Natasha Noy, whom we have long, I mean, like 3 years ago, I mean, started asking, and she has agreed, but we never could fix a time. Bill Anderson, who I think would be an ideal person, again, who is great, and I'm glad we had him on a panel just last week talking about totally different things. I mean, he was on the OR Synergies and Gaps panel, but he's a great guy who's a practitioner doing the formal end of the spectrum on very serious things. I mean, serious enough that he can't talk about it, but he's academic enough that he can pick the right stuff to tell us if he has time. And again, I mean, I tried to slot him in. He was writing a book. He was doing something else. He has things to deliver, so we never had a real date that was set, but he's definitely someone we should bring in either as an invited speaker or as part of the database and ontology series. So he would be among one of the few people who are doing formal logic with databases at this point, not on a research side of the spectrum, but on an application and implementation side of the spectrum. And then there is this Azamet Abdullayev, person who is fairly controversial, but at one point on the forum, people did ask that we invite him. I had sent him an invitation. He had not responded to me, but I did send an invitation out. And then there's this poor Butelier person from Germany who's doing serious work. I mean, among some of the sort of great works in Germany, and in particular, his talk could be related to like the Open Ontology repository, so he could come in and fit a slot both in terms of the invited speaker slot or an OOR type invited speaker slot. So the
what's his name?
These are Paul. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Probably Butelier.
Butelier, Butelier.
B as in dog?
No, B as in boy.
Okay.
Butelier. Yeah, he's DFKI, Germany. I think among one of the sort of Karlsruhe effort. So these are what we have in store so far. I mean, we are open to suggestions, definitely. So come with suggestions.
This is Michelle Raymond. Has there been discussion in the OOR group about a OOR-specific series, Open Ontology Repository?
No. Actually, up to now, the OOR team is supposedly more focused in getting things done rather than talking about it. Because the talking part of it was scheduled for, sort of was slated for Ontology Summit. And if Leo and Mike Dean and I have our way, we will sort of try to avoid talking and focus on doing. But then, I mean, Ontolog could come into the picture by sort of doing, continuing some of the talking and invitation to present and things like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of specific topic areas that this would be more an Ontolog thing, that it relates to the Open Ontology Repository, and that we pull out the specific topics for each session, like the business processes and policies for managing an ontology repository, storage and access of knowledge in an ontology repository, importing, validation, versioning of ontologies in a repository. My favorite, mapping and merging over ontologies and upper ontologies within a repository, etc. Got about 7 or 8 of them that are topics that are important to the OOR effort, but there are academics and industry groups, etc., who are doing work in these areas, that it would be still good to have them saying, hey, what is the state of the art today, and discussing.
Well, we could have Natasha Noy talk about mappings and merging.
Mm-hmm.
And we could also try and get Cliff Jocelyn. Has he spoken?
No.
At Ontolog? He does graph theoretic approaches to ontology merging. Partial order theory.
Cliff Johnson? Is it?
Jocelyn, Jocelyn. He's up at PNNL.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
He was at Los Alamos, but he moved last year.
However, if the idea, I think these are all very interesting concepts just across the board in Ontolog, but if it's anything that would derail the OOR effort, I rescind.
No, I think it would make a good parallel effort, and at this point, maybe this sort of points us to a sort of OOR presentation series or something,
mm-hmm.
which we could sort of have some sort of get some emerging thoughts today, and since the OR team meets tomorrow, we can bring that up tomorrow and get it properly vetted, and maybe yourself, and we can appoint one more person to co-champion,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yep.
If you are amenable to that thought.
Yeah, I think it's a very important topic. I definitely would be.
All right. Yeah, since I mean, people like Paul Mitala and are actually one of those people we had slated to present. I mean, he runs some sort of an open ontology repository on the NEON project, I think, which we weren't aware. I mean, that's why we missed him out at the beginning. Going back on the what's in store page, somewhere further down, I actually had a bunch of things already listed as sort of open ontology repository related stuff. I mean, under purple number 1L2N. So those are already the things that had come into the radar screen. And the bunch of stuff Michelle raised just now sounds fascinating. After this meeting, if Michelle, you could add those, append those onto the list, that would be great.
Great. I had to go back to recent changes because the What's in Store page link is not the same as the one that's off of the page for today's meeting. But I found it.
I missed
it's a little broken.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe let me go back and paste the right.
It's off of the conference call 08_21.
Oh, I see.
The
yeah, that's where we got into trouble.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because we moved the page. We moved the session and we didn't that there. Okay. All right. That sounds great.
So we're down to really just have a couple minutes in the official drop off for this call. Going to the people who have been semi-invited as guest speakers, does it make sense to give them formal invitations?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm planning to do after we sort of go through this meeting. I would go back and resend invitation, or at least try to restart a dialogue, and then maybe out of the six people, three or four would come back and say, yes, I mean, we will schedule something in within the next two quarters or something.
Is there anything specific you need this group to weigh in on before you do that, Peter? Or is that ready to go?
No, most of these people have already been invited through one circumstances or another. I'd like this group to suggest for more names.
Okay, we can put that on the agenda for next week.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone put your thinking caps on.
Okay. All right, but before we close, I want to start a conversation which probably won't be dealt with at this week, but start with, so that people can think about it for next week. Is I see a lot of value in bringing together either one panel session or one or two sessions on semantic wikis.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, now that Harold is here, and maybe between Harold and someone else, we could put together a small series or maybe one or two sessions on that. Yeah, there are enough meat around that we can sort of dig into. Karlsruhe people, SRI, I mean somewhere I think I did did capture the various under purple number 1L14 below that. Yeah, I had captured Harold's suggestion to present on LexWiki, and then candidates of people who were doing like semantic media wiki or semantic wiki or media wiki related extensions like Karlsruhe people, RPI people, the Vulcan, I mean Halo group, SRI people, Stanford, and I think Stanford's effort is associated with the Karlsruhe effort, and then even CIM3 and Ken Bukowski's group, although we are not strictly doing semantics per se at this point, but we're doing fine-grained addressability, which complements the semantic work. So I mean, that's a lot to do. I mean, and we could sort of run a small series or at least a couple or three sessions on those. Harold, you have anything to add to this thought? You may be on mute. Harold Sobrick, are you still around? He might have dropped off the call, but I want to pick up from here.
Sounds good.
And talk about it. And besides, I mean, under that category, 1KQ1, purple number 1KQ1, with tools, then besides semantic wikis, we also have suggestions, for example, from Chris Welty on an Owl Reasoner called Share that they are doing, which is sort of licensed under AlphaWorks, which means you get free to use, you can use it for research, but if you are going commercial, you have to talk to IBM type of a thing. And then while talking about reasoners, that opens up yet another sort of can of worms. I don't think we ever had sort of a reasoner series before. Maybe it was a bit immature, but now, I mean, we probably could line people doing reasoners together, like the SRI SNARK people, the Jenna Pallet people, although Pallet is not quite open, but we can take exceptions.
Eraser.
Yeah, Eraser.
Eraser's not open either, I don't think.
Right, and then Oaken, yeah, Frank has been funding like Pat Hayes to do like an eco reasoner.
But I haven't heard what the state of that is.
Okay, shall we get Pat to present it on Ontolog so you can hear about it? Even though
you
gave him
write me an annual report one of these days.
No, I'm just kidding. So there's plenty around there. So maybe I mean we can get someone who's familiar with the reasoner domain, I mean, to really champion that area of work.
Peter, this is Frank.
Yeah?
I'm looking at my calendar here, and October 9th is Yom Kippur.
Okay,
might
you want to block out that day.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Or I'll listen to it on tape, but you may have... You'll lose 20% of your audience or something.
Okay, I would take that date out altogether. Yeah, I think we used to even. All right, that's my sort of thing I wanted to slip in before Kurt closes us out. So back to you, Kurt.
Thanks, Peter. Any other topics that need to hit the floor quickly before we take off?
Actually, this is Steve Ray. I've finally come back from vacation and just been sitting here listening. And I thought I just wanted, in 30 seconds, tell you all that I'm taking off my NIST hat and moving to the West Coast in January.
Wow.
Whoa.
Can you tell us where you're going yet?
Palo Alto.
Wow.
I'll be a neighbor of yours, Peter.
Be neighbors. Fantastic.
So So no specific employment plans yet, but I'll be there in January.
Palo Alto is a great place. So we look forward to be neighbors with
yes,
you.
Indeed. I'll be networking with you guys, believe me.
Do you know who's replacing you at NIST?
What's that?
Do you know who's going to take over your responsibilities at NIST?
No, in fact, I'll be preparing the vacancy notice. If anyone wants to be a division chief here, I'll be advertising probably in another month or so for someone who wants a job. It's going to be advertised inside NIST and outside, so anyone who wants to take my job, it's going going begging for someone.
Wow. Okay, Steve, now that you're here, of course we're not going to talk about it, but next week when we come back, we should start looking at, I mean, since you're still going to be at NIST for a little bit yet, is some of the series that we have done and see how we continue it, and in particular, of course, the Ontology Summit series, and then also other things we might do with NIST or with yourself, looking into the next couple of quarters and beyond.
Yep, indeed. In fact, one thing I've got to figure out is how we can keep the Ontology Summit going. I'd love for NIST to host it, but I'm not going to be able to make that happen. So we should talk about that, too, because...
Yes, definitely. Next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
So Kurt, you have another week next week, 9-4,
yep.
On the sort of second continuation of this session,
yep.
I guess.
And there's more to discuss.
Yep, definitely.
Okay. And on that happy note, thank you, everybody.
Okay.
We'll
thank you.
Next week.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.